first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Scores has Georgia on his mind.
Joe Biden will be the 46th president of the United States, and the worst president in the nation's history will soon be relegated to the trash heap where he belongs. One can only hope that he and his family members will be promptly indicted for their many crimes as soon as they become ordinary citizens on January 21st, 2021. But while America and the world can let out a sigh of relief that the country wasn't plunged into fascism, the margin of victory in the key battleground states was slim. Almost 72 million of our fellow Americans saw the evil and racism of the past 4 years and voted for four more. Even worse, Democrats didn't do nearly as well as some expected in key congressional races and state legislatures, which potentially sets up a repeat of the Obama years, in which Moscow Mitch simply blocks the entire Democratic agenda. This is why the two runoff elections in Georgia on January 5th are so important. If the Democrats can win those two seats, they will have 50 Senate seats, putting them in charge of setting the agenda and providing a pathway, albeit a narrow one, to get some substantive things done. While I know everyone is tired from the long slog of this election season, I implore you to dig deep and volunteer and/or donate money to the two Georgia Senate races. The next 4 years will be immeasurably better if President Biden can get some of his agenda passed. If not, the stage will be set for Trump 2.0 in 2024, and the country once again will be plunged into chaos.
Jason Scores teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay area. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.